Welcome and thank you for taking the time to be with us for this rapid response community call to action. My name is Amanda and I'm the events coordinator for Shamanism Without Borders, a global response network of the Society for Shamanic Practice. So we're joining together today to see how we can be in service to all of those affected by these wildfires. We welcome to the call SWB community leader, Nancy Langston.
Thank you, Amanda, and welcome everyone. Thank you again for taking your time today. I wanted to briefly talk. We're going to do two journeys today. We're going to do one to ask how we can personally help and another to start doing the work. But before we open space and do that, I wanted to say a couple things about the fires that have been going on. This is a very wild year. As of Friday, the Interagency Fire Center reported that we have 100 large fires burning over 4.5 million acres across 12 states in the West. That's only large fires. There are also over 1,000 small fires burning. In Oregon alone, wildfires have forced more than 40,000 residents to evacuate, and about 500,000 people are on the, you might be ready to evacuate at any time in Oregon. The reason that I'm being told for this is extreme weather. We've had very hot, very dry weather in the West. California had its hottest August ever on record. In Monterey, California, I have in-laws that live in Monterey. They said it's been over 90 degrees multiple times in the last month, and they're usually sitting around 60, 65 as an average high in the summer, so a full 30 degrees above normal for them. Phoenix, Arizona set a record of 50 days over 110 in the last couple months. And most of these Western states have had very little rain. Add to that the fact that we had winds kick up on the West Coast last week. Oregon was having actual firestorms because the winds were running so high and so hot and dry. Add to that there's also a lot of beetle kill in the trees. So there's a lot of dead trees sitting in the forests, and one spark and that kind of wind, and it all goes up. So that's what we're looking at. And I wanted to emphasize, it's very serious, and we could just jump in and say, oh, we need rain. It's very common for us as humans to think we've got it all figured out and just jump in and, you know, we're going to do what we know. Unfortunately, we have a very limited perspective. Yes, the weather's affecting this. Yes, the number of dead, dry trees is affecting this. We tend to think of weather as just being local, like we look at Oregon weather and say, look, this is what's happening here. They're having high winds. They're having a very dry summer. They're having higher than normal temperatures, and that's what's causing it. But we have a very limited perspective, so I'd like to encourage you to, when we go into this first journey, it's going to be about asking your helping spirits what you can personally do. Encourage you to keep an open mind and stay neutral, because we as humans have a very limited perspective on the weather, which is actually not a local pattern, it's a global pattern. We've had, globally, we've had forest fires, millions of acres burning in Siberia all summer. We've got snow and ice melting in the Arctic that hasn't been melted in the summer in my lifetime, which is I'm over 50 years old. So we have a very complicated weather pattern going on. And myself or you as a single human can't understand exactly, you know, how it all fits together. So I would encourage you to stay neutral and go in and ask your helping spirits. Our helping spirits have a much broader perspective of what's going on. They also know your strengths. They know what you're good at. Some of you may end up doing psychopump to help the animals and the people that have died in this disaster transition. Some of you may be working with the elements. Some of you may actually end up working with water or wind. Some of you may be told, no, I don't want you to do it. Your spirits may tell you, we don't want you to do anything today. I worked a fire once where all of my helping spirits had me do was go out of the fire to sit and ground and hold calm space. They may have you do something like that. It's impossible. They may have you helping calm the firefighters or calm the people that are on the edge in California and Oregon worrying about whether they're going to get evacuated. So keep an open mind is the only thing I would ask, and go in and trust your helping spirits to tell you exactly what you're to do. All right. I think that's all I need to say. We are going to do two journeys. This first one, if you're comfortable and you're familiar with journeying, go in however you want. I'm going to do a very basic guided, help people guide in or guide people in that aren't used to journeying. But if you're a pro at journeying, just go in however you want. All right. I'm going to turn off my video for now because I stand up to open the directions. And then we'll go right into that journey. So I want you to take a couple breaths, sitting or lying down. You may want your eyes covered, at least closed, just to decrease distractions. And let's open the directions. I call on the north. I call on the south. I call on the east. I call on the west. I call on the above and the below, Mama Earth and Papa Sky. And from this container, this sacred container, I call on the elements, earth, air, fire, water. Thank you, thank you, thank you for the sacred space. Thank you for all of us joining together to do this work. And from this container, we call on our spirit helpers, allies, guides, and guardians. We call on the allies of Shamanism Without Borders, Polar Bear and Hawk. May they join us today. And then we call on our personal helpers, allies, guides, and guardians. May they join us today, wherever it's appropriate. Whichever ones it's appropriate to work with us today. We thank them. We are so grateful for all their help and guidance and protection and love in the past. And we ask them to be with us today and help us with this work. All right. And then just settle in. I'm going to rattle you out into sacred space, into the journey space. This first one's going to be about 5 minutes, maybe six. We'll see how it goes. Spirit's driving, so we'll see what they say. And then when I will change the tone, I will break up the rattle and call you back verbally. So listen for that. Then we'll come back. You'll have a chance to take notes. And then we'll go right back out to start the work. All right, so settle in. Take a couple breaths. Couple breaths, check in with your body, with your heart, before we go out into journey space. I want you to imagine you can get up and walk out of your house or your apartment, the building that you're in. You walk outside and there's a mist, a fog over the land. You walk out the door and you walk out into that mist and you call for your helping spirits to join you. Once one or more of your helping spirits have joined you, you ask for guidance, you ask for help, knowing what you can do, how you can help with the fire in the Western U.S. And you follow the lead of your helping spirits as they show you what you can do. right, it's time to return. You thank your helping spirit. And return back to the mist. Back to the building. Back to the room that your body is in. Back into your body. And stretch. Take a couple deep breaths. We're going to go right back out, but I wanted to give you a chance to take notes about what happened on that journey. Now, if you were told, no, there's nothing we want you to do today, or if you were told, here's what you need to do, and it's not something you can do right now, or not something you feel ready to do right now, I would suggest you either sit this second journey out, or you can journey and ask for information about fire, or ask for information about the weather. Have your guides, helping spirits, teach you something about fire, or the weather, or the climate crisis in general. If you haven't been given a specific thing that you want to do on the second journey. All right, I want you to settle back in. Take a couple breaths, and we're going to go right back out. You call in whatever helping spirit you would like or you need on this journey with you. And head out of that room. Imagine that you're walking out of that room you're in, out of the building, into the mist. Into the deep fog, and as you walk out into the fog, your helping spirits are there to greet you, and you follow their lead as you do the work. right, it's time to return. You can always come back into the journey at another time and do more work. But for now, let's thank our guides and return. You come back to the mist. Back into the building, back into the room where your body is. All the way back into your body. And wiggle your toes, stretch your arms. Come all the way back. Take a couple breaths and take some notes. I'll give you a chance here to take a few notes. All right, I'm going to stand and go out of frame to close sacred space. And we thank the north and the south. We thank the east and the west. We thank the sky above and the earth below. Sacred Mama Earth and Papa Sky, we are so grateful for this sacred container. We are so grateful for this sacred work. We thank Hawk and Polar Bear, the allies of Shamanism Without Borders. And we thank our personal spirit helpers, allies, guides, and guardians. We are so grateful. We are so grateful for your help and guidance, for your protection, for your love and support. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And for now, we close the sacred space. All right, I want to thank you all. Thank you so much for being part of this. The more energy, the better. Working on this, the more shamanic practitioners, the better. Next steps, if you're new to Shamanism Without Borders, we are a group, a network, as Amanda said, of shamanic practitioners who tend to natural disasters and traumatic events around the globe. There's more information on Shamanism Without Borders at shamanicpractice.org, which is the Society for Shamanic Practices website. Again, that's shamanicpractice.org. There's also a Facebook page, Shamanism Without Borders Facebook page, that you can join if you're interested in this work. But again, for now, I'd like to thank you for being part of this. Thank you so much. Appreciate your help.
Thank you, Nancy, for leading this rapid response community call to action tending to wildfires. So we invite you to share your insights. You know, one of the beautiful aspects of this work is that we all receive different information and instruction, as Nancy mentioned before. And so it's really lovely to be able to hear that. This audio will be available for playback on our website. And so there's a comment section there. You can go ahead and leave a comment of your insights of what you were able to tend to, what you saw, anything that came to you. And then as she mentioned, Nancy had mentioned our Facebook group. You can also leave a comment there as well or continue in this conversation. So Shamanism Without Borders is supported by the Society for Shamanic Practice, an alliance of people worldwide who are deeply committed to integrating shamanic principles and practices into daily life to promote healthy relationship with self, community, and the earth. For more information about Shamanism Without Borders, please visit shamanicpractice.org/SWB. Thank you again, everyone, for coming together, for your efforts. Many, many prayers to each of you, to your communities, and to your families. Blessings. Aho.